uniform rules. The call of the House is subsidiary to adjournment, so there's no question about it. We can call the House on that motion.
Mr. Speaker,
Representative Fanning, did you wish the floor?
Under just a parliamentary inquiry discussing that point, Mr. Speaker, I think our legal opinion shows us that you can amend the motion sine die. There's no question, as was indicated, you could do that, and you could call the House on that amendment. However, you cannot call the House on a motion to adjourn sine die, according to our legal people.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
I'll move to amend the motion that we adjourn until 9 o'clock Monday morning. I call the House.
Mr. Speaker. Is there objection?
Point of order.
State your point, Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, I think that was not a proper...
Representative Vasca, would you do us a courtesy of not interrupting when another member has a floor?
Oh, certainly, Mr. Speaker, but you did have an oral rule before that you will read the rule if you raise a point of order.
Mr. Speaker, I believe the member just raised a point of order without even mentioning the point of order or the rule, so I'll continue to do the same thing if you don't mind. My point of order is that the motion to amend till 9 o'clock, or parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker, that isn't it true that the motion to amend till 9 o'clock would not be a proper amendment to sine die?
Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn sine die.
Is there
objection?
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, you have not yet ruled on a point of order that was raised on an earlier motion to adjourn sine die. Among other things, you have before you two written opinions that includes among the conclusions that, quote, it is therefore my opinion, that is the head of Legal Services Division, that adjournment of a House for the session constitutes a recess for three legislative days if the other House does not concur. Mr. Speaker, in light of those two opinions and the uniform rules in the Constitution, it is my argument under the point of order that once a point of order has been raised to a sine die motion, the only way in which this body can properly adjourn sine die is with the concurrent resolution referred to in the rules. And Mr. Speaker, the point of order is raised not just with regard to the rules, which it may be claimed are the property of the majority only of the members of this body, but rather under Article 2, Section 10 of the Alaska Constitution that says neither House may adjourn or recess for longer than 3 days unless the other concurs. If the two Houses cannot agree on the time of adjournment, provides for a procedure involving an involvement by the governor. Mr. Speaker, because that rule derives from the Constitution, and those are the words of the Constitution, I argue that it is not available to you to make an arbitrary ruling supported by might over right or something with 21 votes on the floor, but rather that this is analogous to the situation by which you have ruled earlier with regard to the railroad bill, for instance, that there was a difference between a constitutional day and a legislative day. Your legislative day may relate to your power to rule under the uniform rules and be supported by a majority of the members here. But with regard to the definition of a constitutional day, you were advised by legal services and agreed, apparently, because that was your ruling, that we had automatically passed a constitutional day by going past midnight. I believe this is a similar situation. You're not in control of the circumstances which go beyond this House. An adjournment sine die does. It is a provision in the Constitution, and therefore it is not appropriate for you to rule contrary to the Constitution simply because you believe you might be supported by 21 votes for any old thing you might rule.
Representative Brown, were you raising a point of order?
Speaker, that was my point of order and my arguments in behalf of my point of order that the adjournment sine die motion is out of order.
I believe the point of order relating to adjourning sine die was raised by Representative Miller. I'd like to respond to that, but I haven't been given an opportunity because there's been numerous interruptions, numerous attempts to call the House, at least one or two of which are not in accord with the rules. If you want me to rule on it, I'd be happy to, but I can't do it unless I have an opportunity. Representative Miller, do you wish to have the floor?
Speaker, thank you. I just want to respond to Mr. Meekins.
I just want to respond to the point made by the representative from Anchorage a minute ago when he said the motion to amend would not be appropriate to the sine die motion. It is absolutely a proper motion, Mr. Speaker, but in order to accommodate his doubt in the matter, I withdraw that motion and call the House on the motion I'm making to adjourn sine die on June 1st. And on that amendment, I call the House, Mr. Speaker.
Before there isn't Representative Herbert.
Mr. Speaker, can we go to an introduction of guests?
Without objection, we'll return to introduction of guests, Representative Herbert.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B is a good friend of mine, and she's been a staff all year for me, and I haven't had a chance to introduce her to this body. And she's done good work, and before we sign and die here, I'd like to introduce her, Penelope Horder.
Can we have an ease, please?
Representative Meekins.
Can we have an ease?
House, please stand at ease. Before we get any further in the debate here that's going on, I want to deal with the point of order that's been raised, at least to the extent of explaining the way I want to handle it. It's under Section 244 of Mason's consideration of a point of order. I'll read it to you. It's not too long. It says it is the duty of the presiding officer to immediately take notice of any point of order, although his decision may be deferred until a decision can be reached on it. Before rendering his decision on any point of order, the presiding officer may request the advice or opinion of members. When the question is particularly complicated or important, it may require research or investigation for its determination. Decision may be put over by the presiding officer to give him an opportunity to look into precedent or to reach a decision. So I am deferring any opinion on the point of order. To bring us back to where we are, there was a motion by the majority leader to adjourn sine die. There was then there was an amendment by the senior member from Juneau to, I believe, change that till June. Then he called the House on his motion. I think that's where we are. Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn sine die.
There is objection. State your point, Representative Miller.
My point of order is that we are under a call which is legal under the under a legal motion which I made. However, Mr. Speaker, for your information, I'll announce that I'm going to lift the call. Mr. Speaker, the reason for placing the call and allowing a little time to go here to go by was in great hopes that your members would caucus among themselves informally and decide that what you're doing is absolutely wrong, as indeed under Rule 52 what you're doing is absolutely wrong. Rule 52 is so clear, it's just irrefutable, that adoption of the concurrent resolution by a majority vote of the full membership of each House constitutes concurrence. That's concurrence in the sine die motion. Mr. Speaker, we haven't even had presented here a resolution, much less voting on it, waiting for a response from the other body. You might argue that we don't have to wait for the other body to respond. You can't argue that you can read this any other way than you have to have a concurrent resolution, particularly if somebody raises the point of order. Mr. Speaker, we have raised the point of order. Apparently, you are choosing to just plain English disregard the adjournment procedures that are called for in the uniform rules that are mandated by the Constitution, that were voted for on concurrent votes by each House in joint session. In other words, you all voted for them. You all knew what was there. At least we presume everybody knew what was there. You all voted for them. Now you're choosing to just absolutely, flagrantly, no doubt about it, disregard them. Okay, Mr. Speaker, that's your decision, and that's the decision that you all will have to live by. Having given you the opportunity to know what the joint rules say or the uniform rules say, having given you the opportunity to do it the right way, the minority members would now like to lift the call and let the majority here do whatever they want to do about this. But whatever you do about it, Mr. Speaker, the minority does not recognize the legality of what you're doing. We're going to be here on Monday. We're going to be here on Tuesday. We're going to be here on Wednesday. I guess we'll see you here Thursday.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the House adjourn, sine die? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 25 yeas, 8 nays.
9 nays.
9 nays. Sorry.
The House has adjourned. Sine die.